Test 4. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a lecturer talking about how oil is transported.
Just like all natural resources, oil has to be transported from exporting countries to importers. This transportation is mainly carried out using tankers. Nowadays, these vessels can easily transport 1 million barrels at a time, but the biggest ones, called ultra-large crude carriers, or ULCCs for short, can only use the biggest ports. When tankers cannot be used, oil is moved by either road or rail if they are available. In sparsely populated areas where these means of transport cannot operate, oil is pumped along pipelines that can stretch for huge distances. Just like all natural resources, oil has to be transported from exporting countries to importers. This transportation is mainly carried out using tankers. Nowadays, these vessels can easily transport 1 million barrels at a time. But the biggest ones, called ultra-large crude carriers, or ULCCs for short, can only use the biggest ports. When tankers cannot be used, oil is moved by either road or rail if they are available. In sparsely populated areas where these means of transport cannot operate, oil is pumped along pipelines that can stretch for huge distances.
2. You hear an adventurer talking on the radio.
There are times when you're out on the road and you wonder what you're doing riding in all kinds of terrible weather. No matter how much discomfort you have to put up with, you can never stop until you've reached your destination for that day. Then it's a case of getting as much rest and as many calories into you as you need. I sometimes wonder what it would be like to work 9 to 5, but I know it's not for me. All right, I moan about the cold and the rain and my aching limbs while I'm riding, but before I get to sleep in my tent or a motel, I always find myself thinking about where to go after I have recovered from the adventure I'm on. There are times when you're out on the road and you wonder what you're doing riding in all kinds of terrible weather. No matter how much discomfort you have to put up with, you can never stop until you've reached your destination for that day. Then it's a case of getting as much rest and as many calories into you as you need. I sometimes wonder what it would be like to work 9 to 5, but I know it's not for me. All right, I moan about the cold and the rain and my aching limbs while I'm riding, but before I get to sleep in my tent or a motel, I always find myself thinking about where to go after I have recovered from the adventure I'm on.
3. You hear a parent talking about her child's school.
We'd been keeping an eye on the National League tables, and this school was consistently in the top 10. So we decided to move to this area, even though property prices are higher here. We thought it was worth it because we wouldn't have to pay the fees that we would have had to pay if we'd sent Miriam to a private school. Miriam was also in favour of coming here, as her goal is to get into a top university, which is almost guaranteed, judging by previous pupils' performances. The only feature Miriam took some time to get used to was the teacher's attitude. They guide the pupils rather than tell them exactly what to do, which makes them more independent. We'd been keeping an eye on the National League tables, and this school was consistently in the top 10. So we decided to move to this area, even though property prices are higher here. We thought it was worth it because we wouldn't have to pay the fees that we would have had to pay if we'd sent Miriam to a private school. Miriam was also in favour of coming here, as her goal is to get into a top university, which is almost guaranteed, judging by previous pupils' performances. The only feature Miriam took some time to get used to was the teacher's attitude. They guide the pupils rather than tell them exactly what to do, which makes them more independent.
4. You hear a woman talking about a job she was offered.
I casually mentioned that I was looking for a second job to help pay the bills, and Jackie said her cousin was looking for someone to work in the box office at his cinema. He wanted someone trustworthy, as the job involved handling money, and as I'm used to that, she said the job was mine if I wanted it. Anyway, I went to see her cousin first thing yesterday. It took me ages to drive across town because it was rush hour, which wouldn't have been a problem if I'd taken the job, because it was from 6 p.m. till midnight. When Jackie's cousin told me about the pay, I was surprised, because I'd expected it to be lower. But it was the fact that I would have had to work till 12 that forced me to turn the job down. I casually mentioned that I was looking for a second job to help pay the bills, and Jackie said her cousin was looking for someone to work in the box office at his cinema. He wanted someone trustworthy, as the job involved handling money, and as I'm used to that, she said the job was mine if I wanted it. Anyway, I went to see her cousin first thing yesterday. It took me ages to drive across town because it was rush hour, which wouldn't have been a problem if I'd taken the job, because it was from 6 p.m. till midnight. When Jackie's cousin told me about the pay, I was surprised, because I'd expected it to be lower. But it was the fact that I would have had to work till 12 that forced me to turn the job down.
5. You hear an answer phone message.
Hello, this is Max. I've been trying to reach you on your mobile, but there was no signal. I wanted to let you know that I can't pick you up tomorrow because my car's broken down. Something to do with the electrics. I'm going to ask my brother-in-law to do me a favour and lend me his, but I'm not sure whether he'll need it. Sorry if I've put you out, but I think it would be best if you made your own way just in case I don't have transport. If the situation changes, I'll let you know straight away. Bye. Hello, this is Max. I've been trying to reach you on your mobile, but there was no signal. I wanted to let you know that I can't pick you up tomorrow because my car's broken down. Something to do with the electrics. I'm going to ask my brother-in-law to do me a favour and lend me his, but I'm not sure whether he'll need it. Sorry if I've put you out, but I think it would be best if you made your own way just in case I don't have transport. If the situation changes, I'll let you know straight away. Bye.
6. You hear part of a radio program about fishing.
There are other valuable fish stocks in the region, one of which is swordfish. This species came close to being overexploited in the seas between Australia and New Zealand in the late 90s. In response to scientists' findings, fishing for this species was reduced, and the numbers of swordfish increased. But now it is the Central Pacific that has become the target for fishing vessels in search of swordfish. And judging by the rapidly falling numbers, this activity is not being performed with any thought of the consequences of overfishing. What's more, the vessels in question do not belong to Pacific Islanders, but to a country on the other side of the world. There are other valuable fish stocks in the region, one of which is swordfish. This species came close to being overexploited in the seas between Australia and New Zealand in the late 90s. In response to scientists' findings, fishing for this species was reduced, and the numbers of swordfish increased. But now it is the Central Pacific that has become the target for fishing vessels in search of swordfish. and judging by the rapidly falling numbers, this activity is not being performed with any thought of the consequences of overfishing. What's more, the vessels in question do not belong to Pacific Islanders, but to a country on the other side of the world.
7. You hear a young man talking about his first parachute jump.
A friend of mine talked me into making the jump. He told me that it was a fantastic experience and promised to give me my money back if I didn't enjoy it. After practicing landings, seeing films and listening to instructors, we were ready. Before I knew it, the plane was at the correct altitude for the jump. I was going to jump with an instructor, which was reassuring because I knew I was in safe hands. I expected to feel some discomfort when the chute opened, but I hardly felt a thing. When I got my feet back on the ground, I was shaking, not from fear, but from the adrenaline rush. A friend of mine talked me into making the jump. He told me that it was a fantastic experience and promised to give me my money back if I didn't enjoy it. After practicing landings, seeing films and listening to instructors, we were ready. Before I knew it, the plane was at the correct altitude for the jump. I was going to jump with an instructor, which was reassuring because I knew I was in safe hands. I expected to feel some discomfort when the chute opened, but I hardly felt a thing. When I got my feet back on the ground, I was shaking, not from fear, but from the adrenaline rush.
8. You hear a woman talking about a meal she cooked.
Andrea gave me the recipe after dinner at her place a couple of weeks ago. She said she'd made it more spicy because she thought it was best like that, but I could cut down on the spice if I wanted to. As I'd invited my cousin and her husband over for a dinner on Sunday evening, I decided to use Andrea's recipe for a meal. What I forgot, though, was that the recipe she'd given me was for 8 people, and I was only cooking for 4. I divided the amount I cooked correctly, but I forgot to allow for the decrease in cooking time. It wasn't a total disaster, but the food was a bit burnt. Anyway, I was able to salvage enough so that we wouldn't have to eat out. Andrea gave me the recipe after dinner at her place a couple of weeks ago. She said she'd made it more spicy because she thought it was best like that, but I could cut down on the spice if I wanted to. As I'd invited my cousin and her husband over for a dinner on Sunday evening, I decided to use Andrea's recipe for a meal. What I forgot, though, was that the recipe she'd given me was for 8 people, and I was only cooking for 4. I divided the amount I cooked correctly, but I forgot to allow for the decrease in cooking time. It wasn't a total disaster, but the food was a bit burnt. Anyway, I was able to salvage enough so that we wouldn't have to eat out.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.